This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. For All Things Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington. This is the time of year when North Atlantic right whales come to the waters off of the coasts of Georgia and Florida to have their babies. The fourth right whale calf of this season was spotted last week, but it's badly injured. Scientists say it was likely hit by a boat, and its chances of survival are poor. GPB's Emily Jones covers the coast, and she joins me now with the latest on the calf and what this means for the critically endangered species. Hi, Emily. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Ricky.
So what do we know about this calf?
Well, as you said, it was first seen last week, and they've now spotted it twice, and the injuries, they say, are consistent with a boat propeller. And because of the time of year it is and the fact that they only first spotted it last week, it's likely it was born very recently. It's probably only a few weeks old at the most. And some of the injuries are to its lip, which could make it pretty hard for it to feed. And there's also an injury near its blowhole and on its jaw, where actually some of what they think is the bone of its jaw is visible. So the prognosis for this whale is poor, although the scientists do say, you know, they have seen animals with pretty bad injuries that they didn't expect to survive that did overcome them.
Is there anything humans can do to help this whale survive?
Unfortunately, because whales are so big, they can't just rescue it and take it to a rehab facility the way they would with a seal or something small like a turtle. They are considering giving it antibiotics to try and prevent it from getting an infection from these injuries. And the way they would do that is actually shoot a dart that would inject the antibiotic into the whale, and then the dart would fall out because they can't really get too close to it. They don't want to injure it or its mother, and also the mother's pretty protective, so they have to keep their distance.
What do we know about how this injury happened?
Boat strikes are really common, actually, for right whales. The leading causes of their deaths are either getting hit by a boat or getting entangled in fishing or lobstering gear. We don't know specifics beyond that this looks like a boat strike. If the whale ultimately does die and they're able to perform a necropsy on it, they may be able to figure out more about things like the size of the propeller.
Right whales are highly endangered. So how significant is it for just one baby calf to be this injured?
It's very significant. The scientists that I've spoken to about it, you know, have stressed that really every individual calf is critically important for the survival of these whales. There's only about 400 of them that remain out there in the world, and the number is even smaller when you look at breeding age females that can actually have new babies. At the moment, over the last few years, the whales that have died or been killed are outpacing the new calves that we've seen born. So every calf really is critically important to the whales just trying to survive, not to mention bounce back as a population.
There are rules and regulations in place to protect these animals. What are the rules for boat captains to avoid injuring whales?
Well, the rules that are in place mostly apply to really big boats. So anything over 65 feet has speed limits imposed seasonally, depending where you are and where the whales are. Here off the coast of Georgia, where they have their babies, it's from November into April, which is the time of year that they're typically around here. And beyond the speed regulations, you know, it's also just important for anyone in any boat to just stay away from them. You know, when you're out on the water, if you see a whale, it's really exciting. You might want to go get closer and try to see more. But even if you don't hit the whale, just getting close to it can really stress these mother and baby whales out. And that's something that this really endangered population doesn't need. So keep your distance.
We'll be watching the status of this baby whale. GPB's Emily Jones is our coastal reporter based in Savannah. Thank you for being here, Emily.
Thank you, Ricky.